Welcome back. It's good to have you, whether it's your first time or your second or third or fourth time, because welcome to the fourth episode. Hey, welcome to Be Yourself by Yourself, the place where embracing solo living becomes our new norm. I'm Jadalyn Franco, and if you've ever spent nights scrolling, wondering how to fill your days with joy by yourself, I might be with you. I used to think I needed others to make life more fulfilling, but I found a whole new perspective to enjoy living alone. Join me as we explore real stories, practical advice, and discover a community that gets it. Together, let's turn solo living into the highlight of our 20s. Are you ready? So again, since the podcast is called Be Yourself by Yourself, I want to talk about how to actually be yourself, and then I'm going to tie it together with a little story of how I was by myself. Get it? Again, with one of my solo adventures, going to a concert by myself that I went to actually just this month. Yeah, March 6th, I went to a Lil Xan concert. But first, getting into how to actually be yourself, I want to talk about being able to know who you are and being able to actually show that. And when I was first thinking about this episode, I was thinking about how I've created, myself, and how I've chosen to show that, and how other people can recognize that too. And I know that because of little things that happen. Hey, I saw this and it reminds me of you. Or I get sent these TikTok quizzes and they'll be like, oh, I saw this and you're definitely the third one, or you're definitely this one or that one and whatever. It's nice to see, OMG, people recognize me that easily, and that I can recognize that and be like, yeah, that's totally me. We're on the same page. It's cool how you know who I am, but more than just on a name-based level. And what I mean by that is how I've been myself so much where people know, oh, it's Jadalyn. I'm always smiling. I'm a little weird. I laugh at literally anything. And with the smiling thing, that's another thing people recognize right away. And so I've also myself learned to love just smiley faces in general. I'll get them on any clothing article that I can. As well as now, I had a recent love for stars, literal stars, and then just stars as a little symbol of a star, drawing stars. That's one of my favorite things to do, because I'm not really good at drawing, but stars are pretty simple once you learn how to do it. I can't remember when I learned it for the first time, but I know I probably struggled and asked someone to show me over and over again, because again, I suck at drawing, but yet I love to do crafts. So I get so frustrated with myself because it's not how I want it to look, because I can't make it look good, but the process can be fun before I get frustrated. But back to myself, it's cool to be able to have these things that kind of highlight who I am. And the reason I love stars so much is just back in high school, I would just go cruising by myself or with friends, and then I'd always want to stop and just literally go look at the stars. I just loved the feeling when it was late at night, especially if I'm by myself and there's this specific path that I can take back home that I'm walking, and there's this big rock I stop at, and I literally just sit and look up, or literally lay on the rock if I'm comfortable enough and not nervous that someone's gonna pop up behind me without me seeing them, and literally just look at the stars. Because thankfully, the cool piece about living in a small town is there's not as much light pollution, so I'm literally able to see, it feels like all the stars, and that's such a cool feeling because it makes you feel almost so small but so big at the same time. All my worries disappear, realizing I'm in a whole world type of thing. It makes me feel alone but surrounded at the same time. It's hard to describe, but I know other people have described it perfectly, but that's what works for me, and that's what makes me really get to thinking. And so I've chose to show that over and over again, and people now get to associate that with me. And that's one of the biggest things that people will be like, hey, I saw this necklace with a star on it, thought of you. Gee, I saw this t-shirt with stars, you would have loved it. And it's, I would have. Thank you for mentioning that. You literally didn't have to say that. It could have been a thought to yourself, but yet you still share it with me. So it's cool to hear about. And I will say, I have so many things with stars on them. I have shoes, belts, shirts, sweaters, shades, so much more I can't think of at the moment, but that's just an image I built up for myself. And that's what I really love about the smiley face thing too. I used to almost hate it about myself. I remember in high school, I had this teacher who would literally ask me why are you smiling right now? And I didn't have an answer. I don't know. I was just smiling. Is it so bad to be happy? I was questioning everything. And then I'd catch myself smiling and I'd feel like an idiot almost. Even now, today, I could be walking on campus and I'll see someone I know and I'll see them before they notice me. And I catch myself smiling so big. I take that moment to calm down, act like I don't see them yet until I feel that they can see me type of thing. And then I'll look up and be like, oh, hey, act so casual, even though I was just so excited to see them. It's so dumb, but I just get so excited around people because that's my personality. And that's what I want to get into with the topic of personality quizzes. So there's so many out there. I even once took a class. I literally took it last semester. It was some sort of leadership class. And we took every personality quiz that there was out there, and we analyzed it to understand that, one, They're not totally true, but we took them all to see what kind of reoccurring themes there were, what kind of answers were we getting that were the same, because in theory, then those could be true. So for me, it was a lot about being inclusive, empathetic, stuff like that. And it's cool to be like, yeah, seems pretty accurate to me. And one of my favorite quizzes is the Strengths Finders one. I think there's different levels. There's one where they'll tell you like your top five. And if you want to pay more, you can see like the next few. But they say it doesn't even matter because your top five are like your top five strengths and that they probably won't change that much, which is what I like. Because if you take other quizzes, you can take them like five times in a row and you'll get probably some different answers. Or you could take it the next day and have a different answers. Whereas the Strengths Finder quiz, I believe I was told you could, even if you take it so much as 4 years apart, they'll still be the same. Maybe one of them will like change order or you'll get like one new one, but otherwise it's pretty accurate. And so mine, let me see if I can remember off the top of my head. It's includer, individuality, empathy, strategic, and positive, or positivity, however it was phrased. So I do like that one because there is like an add-on that goes with it called the Strengths Finder themes, balconies, and basements that kind of tell you like the positive side of it and then the other side of it. Going off of empathy, that goes into the theme of relationship building. And the little description for that is people strong in the empathy theme can sense the feeling of other people by imagining themselves in others' lives or situations. And so a balcony for that is creates trust, brings healing, knows just what to say, customizes approach to others. Whereas the basement descriptor is they're seen as soft, moody, or over-involved, which kind of cool to see. And it's like something you have to recognize. It's easy to say, oh, I'm not soft. Oh, I'm not over-involved, but that is another side of it. And it's about being self-aware and being able to admit that you can be like, it's not saying that's who you are. It's not saying you are over-involved. It's just an underside of that strength that can come out. And then I'll just do one more. I don't want to like tell you everything about me, even though I do love talking about myself, but I'll give you one from strategic thinking, which is the strength strategic. So this one is people strong in the strategic theme create alternate ways to proceed. Faced with any given scenario, they can quickly spot the relevant patterns and issues. Balcony descriptors are anticipates alternatives, intuitive, sees different paths, has ideas for best practices, two steps ahead. Pretty sweet. And the basement descriptors are jump to quick decisions, difficult to understand thinking, close-minded, false confidence, false predictions. Obviously, I don't like seeing that side. I like to think I'm pretty open-minded. So seeing that close-minded stings a little. I'm like, this isn't true. But again, it doesn't have to be. It's just a good idea to go off of. But I do have a quiz for you guys that you can take that is known to be pretty accurate. Actually learned about it in another class. Actually learned about this supposedly better quiz from my professor who's head of the psychology department. So I'd like to trust him. And this is, what is this even called? I mean, for what I say, it's literally called IPIPNEO. Yeah, that's literally all I'm seeing. But basically, it's a psychological assessment tool that measures an individual's personality traits using the 5-factor model, also known as the Big 5 personality traits. So it gives, based off of those 5, it goes inside of those and gives a more like detailed description of someone's personality. So it provides percentile scores that compare an individual's results to normative sample, indicating how the person scores relative to others. So this quiz actually compares results from an average of over 720,000 other people, which is pretty cool. So there is a short version and a long version of this quiz. Obviously, taking the longer one gives, I guess you could say, better results or more accurate results. The shorter one says it can take 10 to 20 minutes and it's only 120 questions, whereas the longer version is 300 questions and says it takes 30 to 40 minutes. But I think it literally took me like 15 minutes. And it does say right here, I do have the website pulled up, that the original IPIPNEO provides somewhat more reliable and valid results rather than the shorter versions. I'll trust their website. Oh, I finally found what IPIPNEO stands for. So it's the International Personality Item Pool representation of the NEO PIR. And please don't ask me what that is. So basically, okay, International Personality Item Pool, which is what the IP stands for. Compared to the other 720,000 other people who took these quizzes, I scored some results that were, let's see, looks to me like a lot of these are above average. That doesn't mean I am above average. That's just how I scored, again, compared to other people. There's extroversion, where my overall number was an 88, and that's out of 100. That doesn't mean if I got 100, I got like a perfect score or anything. It just means compared to others. I think one of my scores was like just above 60 and it was still considered above average compared to other people. For extroversion, basically a summary of my results says that I'm highly extroverted, sociable, energetic, and I enjoy being around people, scoring high on things like friendliness, assertiveness, activity level, excitement seeking. And this is other one. I've never seen this word before. I'm not even going to say it. Just take the quiz and feel free to send me a DM on our Instagram at yourself.bybby and let me know if you can figure out that word that I can't pronounce. And then I got an average score on cheerfulness. And then going into this one, I basically just the cheerfulness one where I got the average score. This one measures positive mood and feelings, not negative emotions. Persons who score high on this scale typically experience a range of positive feelings, including happiness, enthusiasm, optimism, and joy. Lower scales are not prone to such energetic high spirits. Your level of positive emotions is average. And I feel like that's true for me. Take it yourself. It's really cool to see. And then there's another quiz that we were shared called the ONET Interest Profile, and it measures interest and relates them to work. And I feel like I might have taken this in like a 8th grade careers class. Looks very familiar. Ask questions like, would you enjoy building shelves? And you just answer based on like a happy face to a frowning face, basically. And at the end, it gives you a score on the themes of realistic, investigative, artistic, social, enterprising, and conventional. And I scored the highest in social, and then one score lower with enterprising, and then still up there, artistic. And then my lowest score was investigative. And then you can click into each theme. So social says people with social interests like working with others to help them learn and grow. They like working with people more than working with objects, machines, or information. They like teaching, giving advice, helping, or being of service to people. And I got a 27 in that. And then I got a 26 again in enterprising. People with enterprising interests like work that has to do with starting up and carrying out business projects. These people like taking action rather than thinking about things. They like persuading and leading people, making decisions, taking risks for profits. I'd say pretty accurate. And then artistic, they like creativity and the work that can be done without following a set of rules. And things such as acting, music, art, and design. I'd say pretty on par with who I am. And then it gives you interest and job zones to give career advice. Very cool. Let's see. Ooh, okay. Best fits for me are agents and business managers of artists, performers, and athletes. I'm all right with that. Fundraisers, public relations specialists, and recreation workers. So that is A-okay with me. Clicking into PR or just into a career gives you what they do, what you would do on the job, knowledge, skills, abilities, personality. For personality, it says like they do well at their jobs that need attention to detail, persistence, you know, other personality traits. And then it shows technology saying you might use software like this on the job. And then education, obviously, and then job outlook with the medium salary at $67,000. And then explore more, then it goes into the advertising and market research and marketing specialists, which that's more what I want to get into. So basically, I want to go into digital marketing, which is basically an aspect of PR. So I will take it. But I really want to go into real quick the agents and business managers of artists, performers, and athletes, because I've always said I wanted to work with music artists. I'm just not familiar with, obviously, like the actual background of music artists, like how they get built up. But even inside of this career, it gives the same stuff. Oh my gosh, and the average salary is $82,000. Yes, please. And the explore more goes into advertising and promotion managers, advertising sales agents, PR, talent directors, writers, authors. Again, what I'm already going towards. So it's nice to know that my personality and career are all aligned. And what I mean by that is just going into the personality needed here. They talk about need cooperation, persistence, initiative, dependability, attention to detail, integrity. And I'd say based off of my results from the International Personality Item Pool quiz, those are pretty accurate based on my own feelings of the answers that I got, which again, I really encourage you to take this. I'll try to have this linked into the description of the podcast on whichever platform you're listening on. Go ahead and click more because I do give some lengthy descriptions and then it'll just be at the bottom there. Or if you're following our Instagram, I'll try to have it on our story on that Tuesday that it gets posted because I'm actually recording this on Easter Sunday. Hope you guys all had a great weekend there. Anyways, now to the story I wanted to tie this with, me seeing little Zan in March, and this was in Madison, Wisconsin. So it was actually a 3-hour drive to go see him from where I was at, attending a university in Iowa, which I guess I just might as well say now, I do go to the University of Northern Iowa. In my first few episodes, I was just saying university, but I realize now, like, you could easily just look me up and figure out where I go to college. So there's no point. But yes, go Cats. I go to the University of Northern Iowa. So from Cedar Falls to Madison, Wisconsin, it was like a 3-hour drive from what I remember. And I remember telling people that and they thought that was crazy. But it's literally actually a 4-hour drive for me to go home again to a small town still in Iowa. So I saw this as easier than going home. But unfortunately, the weird thing about this concert, it was on a Wednesday. Yeah, it was literally on a Wednesday. And I did stay the night, and I'm glad I did because I was so tired afterwards because this was such a long night that went so not a way that I thought it was going to go. First of all, it said, let's see, I think it said doors open at, I want to say 6. Let's just go with that. We'll say doors open at 6, starts at 7. First of all, I've never been to Madison. I've been to Wisconsin twice, but it wasn't in Madison. I don't remember where it was. Oops. But the venue, it was obviously I've never heard of before and didn't realize how close to even the campus it was. And it ended up being so small. So I obviously wanted to get there a little earlier because I'm always trying to be at the front. Again, if you've heard my first podcast where I tell a story of how I went to Rolling Loud by myself, go ahead and give that a listen after this episode. That's actually my favorite episode I have out right now. The other two are okay. I will say the third one, I recorded that at 4 a.m. You can like hear the change in my voice listening to those three all in a row, but definitely start with the first one. But anyways, I get there probably, let's say, if we were saying doors open at 6, I think I just did at 5, yeah, because I want to be at the front. And I really like Lil Xan. I won't say I love, I won't be fake. I definitely only started liking him after like his big songs came out. I wasn't like listening to him on SoundCloud first like other people were. I'm not afraid to admit that, but of course everyone knows or should know about the big song that really got him growing on the charts and getting known was Betrayed. And that's the one that talks about Skittles, such a good one. And then he also has Colorblind. That's like his second most popular song. And then he has some others, but it's like crazy how much people don't listen to him anymore. Or say he's trash. Like, okay, I get why people say he was trash. Like, he released Betrayed and then he came out with, I think it was Total Xanarchy, and people didn't like it as much as they did with Betrayed, so they stopped listening to him. But if they would have just kept listening, like, he's so good and the album wasn't even that bad. You could say I have bad taste in music, but I don't think so. But you should go look into him again if you haven't. He just released a new single called Won't Overdose. Pretty good. I'll get back to that in a second, but first back to this story. So I get there at 5. I get an Uber because I'm staying like actually the next town over, so it was like maybe 12 minutes away. I just got a cheap hotel. But it's actually pretty nice. I get there and then I get out and there's like nobody. I see like next to the building on the side, there's, I'll say, 8 or 9 people standing outside. So I'm like, dang it, now I have to talk to these people to ask. Because going to these things, I always get so nervous. I get in my head. I get so, again, yeah, just so scared and nervous to be by myself and preparing myself to have to make friends from scratch, basically meeting new people. But it always ends up going way better than I think it's going to go. So obviously I had to start off right away by asking because I didn't want to just stand near them and have them be like, what are you doing? So I was like, hey, is this like the line for Lil Xan? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's not really a line. We don't know what we're doing. We're just trying to like wait to get in. So they explained how they're actually in these bands that are going to be performing before him. So I get to know only one of them there because they're all honestly just having their own conversation. So it's not like they were being rude and not talking to me. But the one dude I did ask, he was asking just get to know you things. And that's where I got to let him know how I just go to concerts because he was asking obviously like why I was by myself. So I get to share that little story, wrap it all up. He says that's so cool and has so much respect for me. And I'm like, thanks. You know, I didn't know how to respond to that. And then he goes back to his conversation and I'm like, fuck, now I'm by myself. So maybe 10 minutes go by and they look like they're like about to try to go inside. So I asked the dude who I talked to, I was like, should I just stand by the door? Or what do you think I should do to get in? I've never been here. He was so nice. He was like, oh, honestly, we're just going to go do sound check. But yeah, you could wait out by the door or there's a bar on the other side that people normally go to wait before they can get in. So I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. So they all go in through their little side door and I go towards the front where there's nobody. And I walk a little to the side and I think I found the bar he was talking about and it's closed. It's not even open. So I'm like, fuck, again. So I do what I normally do in these situations, and I just called my mom. It's so funny. I'll use her when I, like, feel awkward in situations, and so obviously I was just going to stay there in front of the venue, so I called her, and she had all the stories to tell me anyway, so it worked. And then I walk, like, I'm just walking up and down the sidewalk type of thing, because I don't want to just stand there. I don't know, it felt weird, and there was, like, other people walking on the sidewalk nearby. So I'm walking back up towards the door, and I noticed there's actually a girl standing right at the door. And when I say right at the door, there's a ledge where you're like encaved in a little door entryway instead of standing on the sidewalk out on the outside the sidewalk. So I'm like leaning on the edge of the building, not in the little entryway area. And I'm just like talking to my mom. And then she says, hey, if you want to stand in here, it's a little warmer. So I'm like, oh, thanks. And then I push my mom off the phone. And then I just stand there in silence with her for a minute. And then we get to talking. And I'm so glad she was there because we end up just talking each other's ears off, becoming friends. Hi, Britt, if you're listening, thank you. And we just got to say how we saved each other because her boyfriend was actually performing that night, but they wouldn't let her in yet. And so she had to stand outside. And he kept trying to get her in, like talking with the bouncer or security guard or whatever you want to call him. We can hear them talking. And so she's like, oh, no, it's fine. I'll just stay out here with her. And so he looks to me and he's, oh, is that okay? I'm like, yeah, no, for sure. So glad we had her because we were still by ourselves for like another 20 minutes until people started to come. And there was this like group of three guys who were like the first to come after us. And it was so refreshing to see them because they were so excited. And they were like, OMG, is this the line for little Zan? Is little Zan here? Are we in the right place? And I'm like, yes. I'm like, finally, some actual fans. Because a girl I was with wasn't even like a fan. She was just there to see her boyfriend to support him. So I was like, finally. Felt way better. Talked to them a little bit, but mostly talked with her. And then she finally made it inside. I just waited outside because I had a skip the line pass anyways, and I was at the front, so it didn't matter. I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I've been alone by myself before. I got it. And it was only for like maybe 15 minutes, and then I get inside, and then they let me hang with them again because this was so awkward. The venue was so tiny. It was literally just like a bar, and if you go around the corner, there's like a little stage, and then some like room to stand and dance and whatnot. And I was like, you're kidding, this is it? I was so confused because to me, yeah, little Zan hasn't been in the news a lot recently, but this is his return tour and I know he has fans. So I was so confused. There was like a small ass venue and like no one there. This threw me off so much. I'm like, in my mind, I'm just going crazy, confused on what's even happening right now. And so it takes another hour, obviously, before people start performing. And I got to help the girl support her boy. And I got to record him and a little moment of her watching him, whatnot. But again, so glad that she was, you know, not afraid to talk to me and was the first one to break that no contact, even though I know I probably would have said something to her after I got off the phone. Because how can you stand that long in silence anyways? But it was cool to see that she ended up telling me that she's really shy and she almost like never talks to someone, especially for talking to someone first, breaking that silence. She let me know that I just seemed approachable, basically, which was really nice to hear, obviously. Thank you. And then it's crazy. We got to share so much. I got to help be in the middle of like her and her boyfriend's, not arguments, discussions, and help them out there. And even when we're snapping, you know, we're still having conversations, which is like really cool because I got to meet someone who I never would have met if I hadn't done this. And if she also hadn't put herself out there to go to this, because I can't imagine it worked out for both of us because she could not imagine also like waiting outside by herself for that long just to support her boyfriend. So go her. But skipping to the concerts, it was cool to see these people I've never heard of. One of the artists like threw out money, like legit dollar bills with his like Instagram at on it. So I did give him a follow because I made $6 off of him. So thank you. Forgot his name, but maybe I'll share his at too. But finally, I think it came on around, I want to say 10, and it got over at 11:30 or maybe he came on 10:30. I don't know, but he was amazing. And it felt so weird to be seeing him on this little stage. And of course, I'm at the front where I literally, if I stuck out my whole arm, I could like stop him from moving type of thing. Like I could legit hug him if I wanted to. So it was so weird where I didn't get to fangirl because that would have been weird in that instance. No one's going crazy. There's one girl maybe who's like screaming more than the others, but she really loved him. She just turned 18. Like it was her birthday that day and got to see him. So that was so cool for her. And she came with like her mom and I want to say aunt. And I got to know them too while we were waiting in line and in the crowd, and we added each other on Snap. So again, just love these random funny moments. But I want to say one thing. Little Zan, he smelled so good. That's how close I am. I can smell this man. He was so good. And seeing him in a small venue was really cool because of how much we got to like actually just talk and have conversations with each other, the crowd and him, because I've been to concerts where they're just going through songs where they take maybe like 2 seconds to pause, just saying, hey, city I'm in, how is everyone doing? Stuff like that. They don't even talk. But this one, it was like more talking than singing almost, which I love and appreciate because when do I see them? I'm only listening to them. So that was really cool. And he got to share a story about how he's actually 2 years sober now, which is huge. He's really trying to turn his life around, obviously being 2 years sober, and he did it cold turkey, which is so dangerous. I think he said he had to go to the hospital like 3 times because of seizures, because that's what can happen. quitting cold turkey, it's so bad for you. So that's so huge of him. I'm so proud. And that's where I'm tying back into one of his new songs called Won't Overdose. And I wanted to bring this story up today, talking about being yourself, learning who you are, and how he wants to take who he was being Lil Xan, and he's trying to go more by Diego. Obviously, he can't just make that change. He still has the struggle of trying to be seen, social media presence. You're going to look up Lil Xan, not Diego, at least for a few years now. But he introduces himself as Diego, even on social media. But that's where I saw he'd post reels about the song coming out or when it actually did come out and his music video. And I'm looking at some of these comments and there's people saying how, again, you fell off. Oh, this song is trash. Oh, you're still promoting drugs. Change your name. They're just like trashing him. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's literally changing himself right now. He's done interviews where he's trying to push, talking about how he had to look in the mirror and say he had to stop or he was going to die. And again, he did almost die. He had 3 seizures. Like, how can you not want to support him? Even if you don't like his music, that's fine. You don't have to make rude comments. The amount of effort you have to put into comment something negative about someone is insane. Keep it to yourself. Don't need to spread that negativity. I can't even believe you had that thought in your mind. Whatever. We all think negative things, but I would never share that about someone. Especially someone who's trying to recover and do something better. That just, it drives me nuts. I feel so bad about the hate he gets. There's even like, he shared on his own Instagram story, there was like a YouTube video of someone just hating on him. Like, they made the video this month. Like, it wasn't an old video. It was like trashing him now for his song that he's trying to put out about one overdose. It's just crazy to me. I don't know. Again, that's just not me. That doesn't tie into my personalities. It's not me. It's not for me. But I guess it doesn't have to be. The internet's the internet. People are going to hide behind the digital presence of not having to show who they are, even though most people use their real profiles and you can easily click and figure out who they are and see who they really are. But that's the internet for you. And that's me and my story for you. I would 10 out of 10 go see him again. And it was very nice to see later on social media, he posted like where he was performing at way bigger venues with better crowds that he, I think, deserves. Again, he's a great artist. And if you want some music recommendations, I got you. So for Lil Xan, obviously, you have his top 2, Betrayed and Colorblind. And then his other one is Live or Die. And that's with Noah Cyrus. I believe they made that when they were still together. They are no longer together. Very sad. But I've really been liking this song. It's called My Girlfriend. That one's really good. It's just so catchy. And then there's also his song Noda. And then I think it's called Feel Pretty or I Feel Pretty. That's another catchy feel good one. But definitely listen to him. And don't forget to try out the IP-NEO quiz. Look that up or click the link in the description of the podcast that you're listening to. Thank you again. And fill out that longer version to get more accurate results about yourself. And of course, there's always other ways to get to know yourself. People say there's always journaling, but that used to work for me. But now I either will be writing for hours or I just get in my head about where to start because I buy the prettiest notebooks, which I love buying notebooks. And I don't want to ruin them by wasting my thought and having to erase or scratch out and scribble things. So another way I like to get to know myself, besides obviously just personality quizzes, it's just going on for walks, talking in my head. I'm a very imaginative person, which again, I found out from this quiz, which so true. So I just honestly, a lot of walking, daydreaming, thinking, and I end up while I'm talking to myself, just motivating myself towards my own goals and aspirations that I have. And to try to bring those to life is creating digital goal boards, basically, or vision boards, however you want to call it. And I really want to make either print one out or like actually build one out, like a little craft type of thing, and hang it up in my room just so I can see it every day. Because I think that always helps. I used to have a desktop wallpaper with my 5 strengths, the one where I told you it's include your empathy, all that. And then I also had goals on there. I had one about making money because I need to learn how to save money. That's a big thing I struggle with. So yeah, take those quizzes, figure out what works for you to get to know yourself, and create some goals from yourself. Because no matter the personality quiz, you are who you are, and you have your own way of how you perceive yourself, and you're the only one who can hear your thoughts and really feel how you're feeling. And if you don't like it, it is possible to change. It doesn't have to be a dramatic change. It can literally be the littlest thing. You can't change everything. But one thing for me is I know while being in college, I've learned how I've changed literally physically. I didn't get that freshman 15 right away, but I definitely got it end of sophomore year, beginning of junior year. So it's like being comfortable again with who I am or feeling that I'm not comfortable and literally changing. Like I can control that part of me. I can lose weight. I can work out. I can do that. And it's me recognizing that I can. But then acting on it. I can't just recognize it, complain about it, cry about it, be sad about it, when there's something I can do. But that's just how I see it, and I wanted to share that with you, and I hope you enjoyed. Hello again. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could take a quick second to share this with anyone you think should listen in. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram at yourself.bybby. It really means the world to me to know you're listening in. I'll be back next week with a new episode for you. I'm glad you could make it.